My name is Ashlyn O'Brien, and I conducted my research on creating custom ceramic glazes in collaboration with UWO's ceramic professor, Craig Clifford. Creating ceramic artwork is a multi-step process that includes sculpting, firing, and glazing, all of which are time-consuming processes. I found that while I was taking ceramic courses on campus, I was having a lot of difficulty with the ways the glazes were reacting in the kiln during the firing process and also the colors I was receiving. It is possible to make custom glazes, but it's only something that is briefly touched on during upper-level ceramic courses. The purpose of this methodological study as a future art educator was to expand my knowledge of the glazing and firing processes that are crucial when creating ceramic artwork. Over the course of my research, I spent most of my time creating and testing glazes with a specific color palette as the end goal. Because the chemical compounds react differently in the kiln, it is impossible to know the exact color or finish you will receive after the firing process without testing different recipes. There are also some problems that you can encounter with glazes during the firing process. Glazes can bubble in the kiln, which can be very hard to fix, and they can also run down a ceramic piece and stick to the kiln shelf. If that were to happen, you'd have to completely break your work off the shelf and it would be ruined. This was something that I wanted to avoid happening with my glazes. I decided to use stains in my recipe to reach my desired colors, which are added to clear a white glaze, and there are countless combinations in how these stains can be mixed together. When I finally achieved the desired colors, I tested over 70 different glaze recipes, which can be seen on the displayed test tiles. After achieving glazes that were successful, I applied them to various ceramics creations that I hand threw on the potter's wheel. I applied the glazes in various ways by dipping, brushing, and spraying them on. All the colors can be combined and layered in countless ways. Ceramics is a very broad subject matter in the art world, and this research project has presented me with the opportunity to take a further dive into a key area of ceramics that I did not know was possible and otherwise would not have been able to do. I will be able to inspire other art students at the university and my future students in my own classroom with the work I completed this summer. The work I have done will show students that they are never limited to the basic materials and processes being provided. I hope that the work I have completed will inspire other students to have more creative freedom within their own works.